Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. We have Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We have a ministry we call DailyEncouragement.net, which is primarily preparing these messages each weekday morning to share, to encourage, and instruct, and even challenge God's people around the world. Today's message is titled, A Godly Legacy. Two scripture texts that Brooksine will read, Psalm 61, verse 5, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 2.
For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
In our time, we hear a lot about people's aspiration for fame. In fact, a quote attributed to Andy Warhol speaks of 15 minutes of fame. In the last several years, there have been some rather bizarre incidences of people seeking their 15 minutes. Here in the USA, many of us recall an incident last year involving a lost boy on a balloon, which turned out to be an attention-seeking hoax.
Rather than this 15 minutes of fame, or however long, God's people are called to leave a godly legacy, not a self-aggrandized list of their own accomplishments. I consider those who left behind a godly legacy whom I personally know. Most were not famous, and their sphere of godly influence was relatively small, leaving an impact on their family, church, and community. A godly legacy is developed over a lifetime, as we choose day after day, year after year, to live for Christ.
David wrote in our first daily text, You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Let us consider our spiritual legacy. It is a great privilege to be brought up by parents and grandparents who had reverence for our God, who seek to live according to biblical instruction, whereby we are introduced to faith in Christ. You see, we must first possess that which we desire to pass on.
And as a result, we who fear his name are transmitting this godly legacy. In the past, the Bible writers did so by writing down the scriptures, which is our authority for life, and I'm so grateful they did that. However, God has also used those contemporaneous with us who have called on the name of the Lord, those who fear his name. They have sought to pass on that spiritual legacy to us, our parents, Sunday school teachers, a bold witness at work, our pastor, and many, many others. And now we are passing that heritage on to others.
We met Earl Martin and his wife Helen shortly after moving to Lancaster County in 2001. He went to be with the Lord several years later. When we attended his funeral service, there was a montage of photographs and articles that depicted Earl's life from his youth to his golden years. I recall picking up a newspaper article written about him in 1984 when his farm was recognized as a centennial farm, that is, in the same family for 100 years. In the story, Earl told the journalist, and I quote, "The Lord's been good to us. The best crop we've raised here is our children," end quote. What an interesting analogy of ministry. Earl sowed faithfully and reaped a spiritual crop in his children, grandchildren, and he now has several great-grandchildren as well. Well, in churches, Earl was a pastor and beyond.
The second daily text is such a pattern for ministry and a key to leaving a godly legacy from 2 Timothy 2:2. And I repeat again, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
That's been the pattern for 2,000 years and continues to this day and will most certainly continue until the trumpet sounds at the return of the Lord. One generation passing on the faith to the next. You're reading this today and hopefully your faith is centered on Christ. Someone has passed the legacy down to you, and you are now passing it on. Are you leaving a godly legacy to those who come along behind you? That is certainly our call from God.
Let's pray together. Father, you have called on us, your children, to be reliable in giving a solid witness of our faith in you. We are to live godly lives so that we faithfully model that which we also teach to our children and to all whom we are privileged to influence. We realize that there is no neutral position. We either live for you or we live for the world. Fix our eyes on Jesus as we journey below so that we fulfill the calling to be faithful and influence others for the kingdom of God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for preparing and sharing that prayer with us today, a prayer for leaving a godly legacy. Well, we thank our listeners for checking in whenever you happen to be listening. This is the message that we are preparing for Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. Let me point out that we will not be posting messages on Thursday and Friday. I will be out of town. And I do have today some explanation of that, and I don't think I'll read it because it's a lengthy part, but if you go to the website today or to the message dated March 24th, you'll see. And it's what prompted this message, and I just think it might be an interesting read in itself. It's the passing of someone I've never met, but I have a calling, it seems, to assist some people in going to her memorial service. Well, we do have songs today we recommend. Find Us Faithful by Steve Green, one that would come to mind in regard to a subject like today's. And speaking of the scripture, I considered the Michael W. Smith song, Ancient Words. Then I considered one that was sung at our wedding nearly 34 years ago right now in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. We were married on May 8th, 1976. It's an Andre Crouch song that's remained an enduring, powerful song called My Tribute. Finally, an instrumental of a song related, we think, to the message that we recall singing back maybe even in our high school years, Pass It On. It only takes a spark. God is calling us to pass His Word on. Well, we do have several photos up today as well, and we encourage you to take a look. One is a photo by our friend Doris High. Some beautiful crocus blooms that we place at the top of our message. Well, thank you for joining us today, and may God today truly inspire you and remind you of your call to leave a godly legacy.